91X now presents In Touch with Quinty, conversation and information about issues that matter to our community.
Good morning. My name is Matthew Morgan. The Belleville Senators are getting ready to kick off their second season. Training camp started Monday at the newly renamed CAA Arena. Today on In Touch with Quinty, we're going to be taking a look at what the season ahead holds for the Sens. In the next few minutes, we'll hear from the Belleville Senators' new head coach, Troy Mann. And we'll also hear from the team's play-by-play commentator, Jack Miller. Stay tuned. Jack Miller has seen a lot of hockey in Belleville. He's been doing play-by-play for over 30 years and was also a longtime voice for the OHL's Belleville Bulls when they were in town. I spoke with Jack Miller earlier this week and I began asking him about what the atmosphere is like inside the arena when the Sens are playing at home.
I think the atmosphere last year took a while to get going, just to get used to the fact it's not junior hockey anymore, and I think a lot of fans, as the season went on, and got to know the players a little better, got to know what the American Hockey League was all about. I think it came on even more and more so. Nearly going, the atmosphere was fine, but it was so different from what a lot of the fans who carried over from the junior days were used to, and it was a case, okay, you kind of have to adapt. It's a new game, it's a better game, and bottom line is, there's always that feeling out period of time, and I think the atmosphere in the building was phenomenal last year. This building lends itself to that kind of an atmosphere. It's not big, you know, 4,400 seats. Every seat, you're right on top of the place, so I know the players have felt it as well. They've had more of a feeling like fans are in the game.
Great, and that's always a good thing when fans are in the game. Now, moving on to this year, with it being a new season, new coach, new players, what's your outtake on that, just from a play-by-play person, a hockey guy? What would you say?
A lot of new names, and that's typical in the American Hockey League, and yet there's still a significant number of players carried over from last year that Senator fans will know, and I think that's important because you had a lot of coming and going last year because of very significant injuries, not only in Ottawa, but also in Belleville at the same time, and we had 17 players called up, which is phenomenal. For the NHL, some of them multiply and a couple of stayed. But bottom line is the fact that you probably got, returning this year, 17, 18 perhaps, as many as, unless changes are made. I think that really bodes well for the fan experience with the players because they've already got to know them a little bit. And from what I've seen, that Ottawa had some very nice off-season free agent signings, and Paul Carey being one, as he's just here after clearing waivers, but he had big numbers playing for Hershey a couple of years ago and for Troy Mann, so there's a familiarity there. Played all of last year in the NHL, so from what I've seen, and it's on paper, so I mean, take it for what it's worth, but on paper it looks good.
Berg for Carey, these are guys that know Mann's system. How do you think of these other players will pick up from Mann's system of play of hockey?
I'm sure it won't take long. In terms of how these coaches approach the game, I think Kirk Kleinendorf last year, he had to preach the Guy Boucher system, which was different than what it's going to be this year. Some of these guys who have been around have played under many different coaches, and so they adapt. I mean, the game is the game. Basically, you're learning breakouts. Basically, you're learning forecheck systems. You're doing those sorts of things, and these players are at this level.
What do you think it would take from, not a player's perspective, from an outsider looking in, just overall, for this team to become successful and get to that point for the season?
Well, I think we learned last year what it takes to get there. In Belleville, based on injuries, both in Ottawa and here, they were pretty much out of the playoff picture by February, even though they weren't mathematically eliminated by that point. I think they look at the teams like the Toronto Marlies. They won the Calder Cup, and they play out of this division. And so you're going to play them a dozen times, and okay, that's where the bar is set, and you need to be in the top eight within the conference to get there. So bottom line is, Belleville was well below that mark a year ago. They have to know that to get there this year, they're going to need more consistency in goal, and last year having four goaltenders around did not lead to that. They have to have better special teams as they're in the bottom of the league in both power play and penalty kill. And they need to score more goals. Our offense certainly wasn't what it should be a year ago.
It's not like last year where there's many barriers and many issues to have to deal with, and then the injuries piling up as well. Coach K was great with that, dealing with what he had for what he did. But now with Coach Mann coming in, new players coming in, what do you think these players are going to have to do, take for them as a team to get a strong start?
Well, they've got to be good out of the gate. Last year, they weren't bad out of the gate. When you consider that, they played the entire month of October on the road, and played nine games and came out of it with 9 points. And I think that led to an awful lot of optimism of what it was going to be like once they got home. That's when the injuries started kicking in. And so a lot of the momentum was lost, and injuries are injuries.
I feel the atmosphere will be like when we bring mini junior Battle of Ontario to the CA Arena here.
Well, it'll be the same as last year. Every game was sold out, and probably too many fans were wearing Toronto Maple Leaf colors. Certainly the Marlies bring fans with them. It's just an hour and a half, 2 hours down the road for them. They take advantage of that and battle on the ice, but you've got the rivalry in the stands for those that are either Belleville fans / Ottawa, and of course, we're still closer to Toronto.
Great. Well, then hopefully the fans come and check those games out amongst the other games here at the CA Arena in Belleville. What do you feel that the fans will take away from the most this season comparison to last season?
Well, what you hope they take away from it is more wins. For a while, especially once Christmas was over, Belleville had problems winning on home ice. And again, there were factors, but no excuses. When you're at home, you need to get more wins than losses. And for quite a while, the losses were mounting. I think if they can get the wins going, if this team can look as good on the ice as they seem to look on paper, that will give the fans more to cheer about, more to talk about, and get into. And I think then that's what they stand to gain the most from this year.
That was Jack Miller, play-by-play guy for BSN. The Sens go into Season 2 with a new man behind the bench. Troy Mann is the new head coach of the Belleville Senators. I spoke with him on Day 3 of the team's training camp at the CAA Arena, just after the team finished up their practice. We talked about his expectations for the season ahead. I asked him also about his take on what he thinks if the team will make the playoffs and how they'll do so.
The team about really shooting to make the playoffs. I think that we're in a developmental league. The priority is to try and get as many guys to the NHL as possible, but at the same time, we want to win. And I think that providing a winning environment for these young kids is real conducive for their development as well. It's going to be tough. The North Division is going to be stronger this year than it was last year. But I think on paper, Belleville Centers are much improved. And hopefully, we'll be there at the end.
Great. And you mentioned the playoffs and hoping to be there then. What will it take?
Well, I think, guys need to buy into the team concept. You know, the first step is to form a team identity. And we've talked a lot this week over 3 days about how we want to play. And, guys have been very receptive to it. That's all you can do. You know, once you get your team in place, is continue to build your team identity. It's a process. You know, it's not going to be perfect every night. But we want to build week to week, month to month, and hopefully be a team to reckon with in the second half of the year.
A strong start's always a good thing in any sport. What would you think it'd be for this team to get a strong start? What would that take for you guys?
Well, I don't want to put too much emphasis on it, but obviously as a coaching staff, we've talked about a strong start. You know, it's very difficult to play catch-up. NHL, American League, it's very, very difficult when you put yourself behind the eight ball. You need winning streaks moving forward to even compete for a playoff spot. So, I'm hoping, I'm cautiously optimistic that we can go through that first month with a good record. But we'll take it 1 week at a time. You know, it's my job as a head coach to worry about the bigger picture of things, but the players just need to focus on week to week. And we start with two road trips. Sometimes you'd like to play at home to start and get that first win out of the way because you're so jacked up to play at home. But I think in this case, with the new coaching staff and such a big turnover from last year's team, I think it's going to be important to get on the road. So the fact that we're going to Utica, going to do a team meal together, play one road game, then get on a plane and travel to Winnipeg, which is a fun group to get.
And what do you think the fans should expect from the new Senators?
Well, I think we're going to play up-tempo. We've talked a lot about playing with pace, playing with speed, and being aggressive on the forecheck, being aggressive up ice, and that's how my teams have played in the past, and that's what we're anticipating here. I think we've got the skill set to do it, mixed in with some good veteran players that have been in the American League to some new young kids coming in like the Bathursons of the world. I think it's a good mix for that, but I certainly think that they're going to leave here feeling good about how the team's playing, and hopefully that results in a number of wins for us.
Is there any set time for leadership roles at this time for the team?
Well, that's a good question. You know, we're going to take the next 2 weeks just to identify how I like to do things is identify a leadership core of maybe 6 or 7 guys. You know, not everybody will wear letters. I mean, if there's injuries, obviously, to the initial guys, for sure. In my mind, I have an idea who I'd like the captain to be already, but I'm still trying to get some know some guys. Obviously, I'm new to the organization and not familiar with a lot of players. So through the help of the front office and the coaching staff, like Corey Cooper, who's returning, they've given me a pretty good indication who the leaders might be. And now it's my turn just to sit back and observe, and we'll make some decisions over the next couple of weeks.
And so far, like just only 3 days into the training camp, how is your outlook on the players taken under your system and strategies?
Yeah, I think the execution has been very good, and we've thrown a lot of video at them in the last 3 days, and there'll be more than over the next couple of days. And then once we start playing our own games, then we can, you know, go back and show them video from them actually playing the system that we've installed. You know, every clip that we've shown for the most part so far, except for a couple from practices yesterday, has been another team and not themselves, but they're visually getting a viewing of how we need to play. And then, you know, come Friday and Saturday, you know, we'll get some more clips on how we want to play moving forward next week going into Utica.
And so the game's coming up. Will you guys have a better understanding what the team will be like, the finalization of the roster by then, or not quite yet?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot can happen Friday and Saturday with injuries, but you know, we hope to get down to our group Saturday night post-game. I'd love for everybody to get away from the rink on Sunday, coaching staff included. It's been 3 days so far and a couple games coming up, so it's going to be a long week for us all. So it'd be nice to maybe get the team down to it's what we think will be the roster. We may keep a couple extra guys around. We just haven't made those decisions yet, but that'll come here over the next 48 hours. But we're hoping to make our final cuts for the most part Saturday night post-game.
As a coach, I'd like to think that you probably have an idea of your idealistic lines you want to run already. Do you have a kind of an idea? You have to tell me who.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I have an idea in my mind what I'd like to start the season with next week in practice. But in saying that, you know, we've still got some guys up in Ottawa, you know, and they're at 26, I believe, with four more cuts to come. Now, obviously, those are a goalie. But there's three more positional players. And if they do come down, then I have an idea. You know, my focus is A, making the Belleville Senators a winning organization. Two, hopefully getting some players to the NHL. And from a coaching staff perspective, you know, at the end of the day, I want to coach in the NHL as well. And how do I do that? I got to develop players and I got to win. So that's my focus right now.
And you're a proven winner in the past. And you said sometimes it takes a good winner to learn to lose first. Belleville's went through their hardship, you know, only their first year. And what will it take to get over that hump for the fans to see it change?
Well, I think, you know, when I look at my situation as a coach, I've been through a lot in terms of I've won the Calder Cup as an assistant, I lost in the finals as a head coach, and I've also not made the playoffs. So I've seen almost everything in terms of winning and losing, and I just know from my perspective, winning's a lot more fun than losing. You know, I know it was a struggle here last year, but, you know, we got to turn the page. The players that were here last year have to turn the page, and hopefully that we provide a good brand of hockey for the fans. And there's no guarantees that we're going to be unbelievable either. I don't know. I have no idea, quite frankly, how good we're going to be or how bad we're going to be. I just know that there's a certain way we want to play. We're going to preach habits. We're going to preach playing the hockey the right way. And if the guys buy in, you know, I think we'll be in good shape. On the positive side, I've heard that this is a great group of kids. I've heard from multiple people that said this is one of the best group of guys, kids they've ever been around. So that is a start, right? They love playing with each other. They're good kids. And if they're coachable, I think we'll have some success.
That was Troy Mann, the new head coach of the Belleville Senators. We spoke with him on Wednesday afternoon. And that was just a glimpse on what the Belleville Senators' upcoming season may look like. I'm Matthew Morgan here on 91X. Thanks for tuning in. In Touch with Quinty will be back on air next Friday.
This has been In Touch with Quinty, heard weekly at this time on Alternative Radio 91X.